Hey guys, for those who don't know me, my name is Novin Cruz, and I embarked on a summer mission in Ocean City, Maryland, this summer. But first and foremost, I want to thank for everyone who prayed over me for the mission as well as gave towards it. You ultimately gave me the experience to have the best summer of my life. So thank you for that. To start off, it's hard to condense 10 weeks of a summer mission into a 5-minute presentation, so I'm definitely going to try my best. But let's just say that I entered that house with 33 strangers, but ended up leaving with 33 family members. We all pursued God with everything we had and continually kept each other accountable, and we made sure to encourage one another. Our day-to-day life consisted of working 7 to 8 hour shifts every weekday morning, and then doing ministry stuff later that night. We worshiped, we learned, and we did outreach. But most of all, we witnessed to our coworkers. Ocean City is one of the best places to evangelize in, not just because of the party goers that go every single year for spring or summer break, but for all the international students that go there to work. This summer alone, there were 36 different countries in Ocean City represented, from the Dominican Republic to Kazakhstan. I actually had the luxury to work with two people from the DR, Elvis and Jose, one from Serbia, Vladimir, and another from Romania, Irina. I always called her Irina, but then she later corrected me halfway through the summer, so that was fun. So they ended up becoming really good friends of mine, and I continually witnessed to them day in and day out, and by the end of mission, they actually thanked me. Even though none of them accepted Christ, they thanked me for just speaking into them and just telling them about who Christ is and how he loves them. And just to give some fun numbers out there, some statistics. In Ocean City, throughout the whole 10 weeks, we had 1,056 spiritual conversations, of 75 were with international students. We presented the gospel through 520 of those conversations, and 74 of those were with international students. And by the end of mission, 11 people accepted Christ. So, praise the Lord. But other than witnessing and doing ministry events, one of the biggest highlights that I had on mission was God's call for me to trust in him. For the longest time before mission, I struggled with just major anxiety towards my health. It was so bad at one point that I remember in high school, I was afraid to leave the house. I just was afraid that something bad was going to happen, and I couldn't get myself to go get out of bed. On mission, I started to notice that I was becoming more and more anxious, and this was probably due to a new change in scenery. And the whole first week, I felt God calling on my heart, Novin, trust me. Novin, trust in me. And I kept on saying, but I am God, but I am. However, during a talk that the director of crew the director of the summer mission gave to us, or what he stated very clearly, we either trust fully in Christ's freedom, or what found in Christ's freedom, or we're slaves to fear. There's no in between. And this talk convicted me because I started to think, how am I gonna spread the gospel and have people or say to people, hey, trust in the Lord, where I can't in this small aspect of my life. By the end of that talk, I remember that I started weeping, and the Lord really was putting it on my heart for me to trust him. And for the longest time, I felt like I couldn't breathe. But by the end of that talk, I finally felt like I could when I put my full trust in him. Yeah. But like I said, it's hard to condense 10 weeks full of information into a 5-minute talk. So if you ever have any more questions, please come up to me and ask, and I'll be glad to answer.
Will you join me in praying with and for Novin? So, Father, we thank you that you are at work in Novin's life. We thank you that you are showing him of your good and pleasure and of your grace and of your power. We thank you that you love him more completely and more deeply and more fully than he can comprehend now or will ever comprehend. But your love is strong and mighty. And I pray, Father, that by your Spirit you would continue to send him out and make him a bold witness. Send him out and make him a humble servant. Send him out for the glory of your name in all the places and to all the people you're calling him. So thank you. We pray that you would fan into flame his gifts and fan into flame his faith to continue to serve you in this place, in the day-to-day, in the routine. So strengthen Nolvin, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.